Yes, 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 yes. Welcome back to the Afterthought Podcast. It's your man, Joe, here. We are back. When I say we, first of all, shout out to my crew, JP and Tiff. They will be joining us soon. We just come knocking the feathers off, the crates, the topics, the vibes. So I can't wait to get them back. So stay tuned to that. What have we been doing? We all been doing a lot, man. We still in the pandemic, first of all. It still ain't safe in these streets, but it's a lot happening. I've been good. I've been on tour. I've been all over the United States. And when I say all over the United States, I'm talking Florida, Virginia, you know, the Bay Area, Philly, Atlanta, Colorado Springs, Oregon. I just been taking my laughs to the people on my Somebody's Gotta Hear This comedy tour. We in year three now, y'all. Those that have been following the podcast and following the journey, you know, I've been moving like a globetrotter, like they say. But it's been good, man. Got a lot of stuff in the works. Right now I'm out here in the Bay Area. So I'm glad to be recording. It's been a while. We got a lot to talk about. We don't have a lot of time, so I want to get right to it. Let me tell you something. Shout out to Football Sundays. And those that watch football and like my true NFL fans. First of all, shout out to my cousin Jordan Whitehead, safety for the Jets. Had a big interception this past Sunday and definitely derailed the Buffalo Bills. It's crazy, man. He messed my picks up. But no, footballs are back, and those that know, football is one of the things, because it's Sunday, you know? You ain't trying to do much. You're trying to sit back, put the games on, and you literally can watch football from about, 10 in the morning easily until 11 o'clock at night, because there's games, and there's more games throughout the day. So, yeah, man, my Giants are doing good. That's good. But, yeah, Sundays have been great, man, getting a lot of relaxing in and writing, and I'm glad we've been able to put some things together to get the podcast back. But it came from me sitting back on Sunday saying, nah, we got to get this back. And, we miss y'all. We miss y'all, too. So, so much is happening, man. Kanye been canceled. he's been backpedaling, from his comments that he made on Drink Champs to, even the comments he's always made over the years. I think it's finally caught up to him. And, still love the brother's music, man. Kanye West is a genius. But, what they say, Negroes don't be reading. So a lot of times people just be saying all types of stuff and they be loud and wrong. Which brings me to my guy, Kyrie Irving. For those that follow NBA and basketball and what's been going on. First of all, Kyrie has been, a scientist, an activist, and a ball player his whole career. If you follow the media and things he said, you already know that. From him saying the earth is flat to his comments, about, the Jewish community and things like that. But, my opinion, and just like everybody else, everybody has their feelings and emotions for what Kyrie said and did. And we're not oblivious to the truth and what, some of the things that he's, hinting to and things like that. So I'm not going to debate that. There is some truth into some of the stuff, but it's a lot of times I feel like, we don't know how to go about things and we say things without having all the information. And it can be irresponsible in a lot of ways. And just like me, having a podcast, I need to make sure that, I have all my facts straight because you don't want to, say the wrong things and, be misquoted and things like that. So, I get that, Kyrie has a platform and he wants to, share his stuff. But I think a lot of times, we got to be careful because, for example, Kyrie Irving's getting paid millions and millions of dollars and has been. And just like any job, when you work for a job and you make certain comments about certain things, it's you got to be careful, because, a lot of times, there's consequence that comes with that. You know what I'm saying? So That's really what it is. You know what I'm saying? You can't be making certain comments like that and making the money you get and think that they're not going to say something or try to cancel you. Because let's be honest, Kyrie Irving does not own the Nets. He doesn't own an NBA team. And until he does that, you have to be careful. And I think any smart person would know that, regardless if you stand with him or not. You cannot be on a job getting paid by somebody else and think you can say anything. So I think that is for me, you know, my issue. And I think at the same time, too, I love basketball. I love watching basketball in general. And the fact that they got Ben Simmons, you know, with all he's dealing with, and KD and Kyrie, I feel like I need the Nets to be winning and baking and shaking. I need them to be wheeling and dealing now. You know, and even before these comments that he made, you know, the Nets have been trash for, what, the last 3 to 4 years? I mean, they got bumped out in the playoffs the first round. I mean, they got rid of Steve Nash. I know it's a hell of other reasons, but it's for me, you know, you're not an activist, but what you can control is playing right now. So from a fan perspective, you know, and from someone that loves the game and loves Kyrie Irving and respects his, you know, how he feels, I'm still like, bruh, we need you out here, man. Like, come on, man. So, you know, it's interesting, you know. And what's cool to me, I think, is that you have these forums on Facebook or, you know, Instagram. I love perspective. I love being able to put out a statement and having folks, you know, give their perspective, because I think we learn a lot from each other. A lot of times you'll write a post and people will comment that you've never spoken to, period, in life or ever met, but they'll be in your comments, giving a perspective. So I think it's a cool thing that to have. I think also that we can, as brothers and sisters, we can talk about things, and whether you agree or disagree or not, everybody is entitled to what they feel and what they think. So I don't get caught up on that. I like to focus on the different perspectives and how people feel and where they're coming from, because that's how you really learn. Through dialogue and conversation. So yeah, so Kyrie Irving thing is definitely something that is, you know, the talk of the town. Because let's face it, he's even talking about retiring right now. So that's I don't need you to retire, bro. I didn't post that comment on Facebook for you to say you're gonna retire, bro. I'll take it down if you're gonna get back on the court. Like, come on, bro. Like, I need you. I miss you, bro. Kai, if you're listening, Kyrie Irving, I need you. Please don't retire. Please, please don't. I feel like y'all gonna get Ime Udoka, and y'all gonna do some great things now. So I need you focus right now. So that's that. What else? In hip hop music culture, R.I.P. Takeoff. If you've been under a rock for the last week or 2 weeks, on Halloween night, Takeoff was shot and killed outside of a bowling alley. And definitely a senseless and just an unfortunate event. That was a brother that was really, you know, finding. It's funny, his name is Takeoff. He was definitely taking off. I mean, he was always talented in his own right within the group of the Migos, but at the same time, this brother, to me, was the one that could easily step out and do his own thing and really make strides in the music. And he was a cool, laid-back brother. He wasn't, you know, the rowdy one or the, you know, the loud one. He was real laid-back. So, and of course, there's, you know, theories going around, and, you know, I'm not here to play any of that. It's just unfortunate that brother's not here, you know, with us. And a lot of people are affected by it. And I think for me too, like, the biggest thing, whenever somebody dies, we like to record and we like to project and put all these things on social media for likes. And I felt that wasn't right, because, you know, imagine, you know, that being your family, and that's the way they find out that, you know, something happened, you know, fatally happened to you. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we got to do better as a people in that regard. But that's the society we live in. You know, everything is filmed. Everything is recorded. Everyone pulls out their phones. And it is sad that happened to Takeoff. So, yeah, RIP to Takeoff and the whole Migos family. It's crazy, man. I was reading something. Shout out to my boy Jay Rich, comedian out here in the Bay Area, Oakland. He posted something, and he was saying something down the lines. I don't want to quote him, but something down the lines. If you gotta take a gun yourself to a situation, don't go. Or why are you going? Something down the lines of that. If you gotta take a gun, why are you going? You know, Houston, you can carry a open carry, matter of fact. You can carry a gun, whatever, in the state of Texas. So I'm just like, I'm big on, like, if I gotta get to that space in my career where I have to, or feel like I have to carry a weapon, then two things: I need security, or I don't need to be going. And that's just me. And you can take it how you want it. But yeah, you know, and a lot of times too, we have ourselves in these situations that technically we don't need to be in. And I get it, you know, playing dice, you know, it's a form of entertainment. It's come from the hood, you know, it's been around for ages, but I would have went to a casino, you know. I'm not trying to gamble with dudes that got rent money that's due next week, you know. So we gotta change our mentality, I feel like, though, man. Nothing good comes from a dice game, I tell you that. Because, you know, either I'm going to lose my money and I'm going to be upset, or I'm going to lose my money, I'm going to be upset, and I'm going to look at you and say, my money is still right there. I could technically get my money back. So, yeah, it's just unfortunate. I'm tired of seeing black men getting, you know, killed by other black men. That's been something forever, man. It's upsetting when you look upon and you see it's somebody that you're rooting for and somebody you support. So, RIP Takeoff, man. Senseless. Yeah, man. It's crazy, you know. We live it in crazy times still. You got to be careful, you know, who you associate yourself with, where you're going. You can't move the same way. You can't move the same way you always move. You gotta switch up, you know? Even for me, as a comedian, you know, I travel. I am all over the country. But I'm not just out here, just, you know, deer in the headlights, excited. Like, I'm very observant of where I'm at. And, you know, because, you know, at the end of the day, you gotta make it home to your family. Period, you know? We doing all this performing and laughing, but, you know, I enjoy being able to come home. So that's important to me. You know, the older I get right now, you know, in comedy and in life, you want to go home. You want to go home to your family, and you want to be able to celebrate life at the same time. So I'm never, you know, in a position where I'm always saying positive vibes. Positive vibes also too, man, you know, regardless what you or anybody went through, listen, it's in the past, you know. It is what it is, you know. Nobody's perfect, but yeah, gotta change, man. Gotta change it up. So yeah, man, I've been on the creative side, man. I've been getting back into writing, whether that's feature films or, you know, getting my structure down for writing for television. Because let me tell you, that's where the money's at, man. Comedy is cool, and comedy, I will always be able to travel and make people laugh, but it's something to write, man. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, what else we got going on, man? What else we got going on, man? It's been cool, man. I will say this, though. I was in Lincoln City, Oregon. I was doing a casino weekend. It's called the Chinook Casino and Resorts up in Lincoln City. Lincoln City, for those that don't know, you got to fly into Portland. And then it's about an hour and 45-minute drive to the coast. And it was dope, man. You know, I'm a Cancer, so I love being by the water anyway. But if you ever get a chance to go to Portland, take a trip out there. The views, the people are dope. I didn't get to see Dame Lillard. I actually was supposed to go to that game that Friday night, but I obviously had a show, so I couldn't make it. But yeah, if you ever get a chance, go to Portland. But specifically, I was in Lincoln City. Where my hotel was, I was literally on the coast. So, like, I could look out my window and I could see the beach, I could see the water. And it's interesting because if you don't get out of your comfort zone, you'll never see things. You won't get that perspective. You will always be limited to the things that you've been used to seeing that's around you, the close proximity stuff. But when you're able to travel and be out, you see things that you probably wouldn't normally see. So I'm in my room and I can see literally out into the ocean. So I can see the beach, I can see way out. And depending on the time of the day when the sun comes down, it's amazing to be able to see miles and miles way out on top of the ocean, but way out so clear. And it was relaxing, man. The views in Portland, you know, I was able to go literally, there's a spot called Boiler Bay. If you're ever in Lincoln City, it's maybe about 5 miles from the depot area where you can, you know, see the whales. And, you know, certain times of the year, the whales swim north and they swim south, depending on the temperature and, you know, the weather of the season. So it was cool to be able to go there and sip out of water and just relax, you know, and kind of kick it and take it all in, you know. You know, of course I smoked the blunt, you know. of course I enjoyed the lather, you know. But it was breathtaking, you know. It was something like that to see the whales, you know, swimming by way out and back, and like just to be able to see that, you know, side of the world is cool, because you don't get to see that. I'm from the Bronx, you know, from the hood, so you know, perspective is everything. And that's the cool thing about traveling to these different places, is you get to process and see all of that. I like to explore and get out and see what each place has to offer, because why not, you know? Why not take advantage of being on tour and, you know, seeing dope shit? So, yeah, man. So, that was cool, man. But, yeah, I mean, off the traveling, you know, Atlanta was dope. Shout out to Uptown Comedy Corner. I was there middle of October for amazing shows. I got to connect with hella dope people, man, I haven't seen in a minute. Shout out to my guy, Kay Smith. Queens own, Queens, New York. My guy was good, connected with him. He, you know, we were able to get him on the show 2 nights, so it was good to see him. And you know, tap in with other comics that I, you know, shout out to Armani Jones, my guy Big Fudge coming through. My girl Lauren Knight, she did her thing. Mario Torre, K Dub, you know, if you know Atlanta, then you know exactly, you know, who these people are, and all the comics that show love. And shout out to Angelo, the owner of Uptown, and my guy Malcolm, the GM, and whole family out there, man. They really just, you know, I appreciate them for allowing me to, you know, continuously come back. That's my fourth time coming, man. I usually go to Atlanta once a year, usually around that early fall, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, early spring, but it was cool. I got to, you know, do some radio while I was down there. And it was cool, man. I got to go to the Niecy Shaw show on the, you know, Atlanta radio. It was dope to promote the show. And got to see family and friends too pulled up. People flew in town for that, you know. New York was definitely in the building. The last night was crazy, you know. Got to meet Sean Jones, OG comic out of North Carolina. Funny as fuck, man. I've always admired his work and seen him, and you know, got to, you know, kick it with him. And Howie Bell, come on, the OG out of Detroit. He was in town doing shows at Ricky Smiley, so he came and kicked it with us at the Uptown Comedy Corner, and it was cool, man. So that's the cool thing about comedy, man. You know, being able to kick it with some of your peers and your comedy comrades and brothers that you know, you're on the journey with. So shout out to Howie Bell, Sean Jones. Who else, man? Look, if you have in Atlanta, you know, you see all greatness, man. We doing some dope things in comedy, and the Atlanta comedy scene is dope. Philly was dope. Philly was actually a couple days before I get to Atlanta, so I did Punchline Philly, a headline there. Shout out to Chanel Renee, Tata Charisse, my guy John Phillips, Kobe Jack came through. It was cool, man. The city of brotherly love, you know, so shout out to Live Nation for getting me on that. But yeah, man, it's cool. This tour has been dope, man. You know, I was in Arlington, Virginia week before that. Naples, Florida, Off the Hook Comedy Club. Shout out to my guy Dennis over there, and Captain Brian over there. You know what I'm saying? Off the Hook Comedy Club. If you ever, it's like an hour and a half from Miami. Naples, Florida. Dope city. They show love. Where else I was at, man? Colorado Springs 2 weeks ago. Shout out to my guy, Eric. 3E's Comedy Club, one of the other black-owned comedy clubs in the country. You need to do your research, comedians, and tap in with that. My guy's expanding. And if I'm correct, the InterQuest, you know, he's right now he's located in the South Colorado Springs area, but he's expanding 3E's, I believe, real soon to the north part. And it's dope to see my people winning right now. So shout out to Eric, 3E's Comedy Club. I did a weekend, headlined. Shout out to Chris Beasley, my feature. He came with us out there. So it's been cool, man. It's been cool. I got some things in the works. Tommy T's this week. Those that know Tommy T's is fire. Pleasanton, California. If you're in the Bay and you want to see premium comedy, Tommy T's is where it's at. So I'll be there Thursday night headlining. What else I got coming up? What else? I'm at Alameda Comedy Club this weekend, 4 shows. Lit. Comedy House in New Orleans next week, November 18th through the 19th. I am out there with F. William Samuel, my homie Amy Collins hosting, Taj Washington. It's going to be lit, New Orleans. So I'm definitely acting up. I'm definitely going to be showing out 4 shows. Ticket link is in the is all on my website. This is joehill.com. What else I got coming up after that? I got Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota, December 2nd through the 3rd. I'm at Goonies. That's right, not Goonies the movie. I'm at Goonies Comedy Club, Rochester. Got my guy Bruce Leroy with me featuring. And then I'm also in, where am I at? Campbell, California. I'm at the Prune Yard Cinemas where I shot my special this past April, which is coming out soon on Amazon Prime. I'm back there headlining 4 shows, December 9th through the 10th. And then I'm back out in Minnesota in the top of the year. So we got a lot coming. LA's coming down the pipe. Miami is coming. I'm excited. So I'm excited to bring back the Afterthought podcast. Don't worry. The beautiful Tiff, the hilarious JP, they coming. Don't worry. So, you know, my job was to come warm the engine up and get us back going. Follow us on Instagram at the Afterthought Podcast. You know how to follow me. This is Joe Hill everywhere on Twitter. Social media is all the same. But yeah, stay locked. You know, my website is updated. Yeah, everything is good. I hope all is well with y'all. And yeah, make sure y'all stay locked. Stay tuned. We got more coming with Afterthought Podcast. See y'all later.